July's coming in hot, and it's got a little bit of everything. Whether you want to rebuild some bug-sized bases, sneak through a steampunk city, or just vibe out in the Shire with a second breakfast, this month's got some serious variety. I'm your host, Retrospect, and today we're going to be breaking down the biggest and some of the weirdest games dropping in July. Eric Schulman, The Stolen Dream drops July 15th, and if you're into stealth games with a bunch of unique style, this one's definitely worth watching. So here you play as Hannah, a scrappy orphan who's dodging city guards while trying to track her brother down. The town is absolutely plagued by a deadly sickness called the Heartpox, and everything around you feels soaked in that really cool steampunk tension. It's a top-down game full of clever distractions and tight spaces to sneak through, and it's all crafted by ex-Battlefield and Mirror Edge devs. If you like moody indie games, this one is for you. Next up is Donkey Kong Bonanza, dropping on July 17th. This newest entry in the franchise kicks off with DK discovering golden bananas on Ingot Island, until a massive storm launches him and his buddies underground. So now he's stuck all the way below the surface and teaming up with a surprise partner, Pauline. With her singing ability, her and DK are going to explore a massive underground world, using his new moves like dive punches, hand slaps, smashing through everything in their way. And you also get to unlock these new banana energy transformations, so you get like this huge King Kong one, an ostrich one that flies around, and it's even gonna have local co-op, so you and a buddy can play through all the monkey madness together. Neon Abyss 2 drops on July 17th, and if you played the first one, you know that this game is absolutely chaotic, but in the best possible way. The sequel keeps the roguelike madness completely going, with even more insane weapons, crazier item combos, and some seriously unhinged gods to try and take down. You get to slash up enemies up close with sabers, summon dragon creatures to help you attack, or even go full eco mode with plant attacks everywhere. But remember, every run is totally different thanks to random drops that stack like crazy, so you're never gonna get bored. And yes, of course, you can still use a cat and wield it as your favorite weapon. Next on our list is RoboCop Rogue City. Unfinished Business drops July 17th. Now, this DLC locks you inside of Omni Tower, a huge, massive skyscraper that's overrun with a bunch of gangs and mercenaries, but you're here to completely clean house, one crushed skull at a time. Of course, you've got the iconic Auto 9, but now in this DLC, you've got new weapons like a cryo cannon to freeze enemies midstream before shattering them into ice pieces, and you're also get a hold of the ED-209, which is a full-on missile-launching minigun shredding killing machine. It's loud, it's brutal, and it looks incredible. I can't wait to try it out.
Murphy!
Eyes on target! RoboCop's here!
Who are you?
Don't you remember me?
The Drifter pulls into the station on July 17th, and this game wastes absolutely no time getting weird. Here you play as a character named Mickey Carter, just a normal guy trying to get home for a funeral, but suddenly, his boxcar buddy completely snaps and loses it, and that's just the beginning of the game. What follows up is a gritty, fast-paced puzzle adventure narrative that feels like a completely 70s Pulp Fiction movie. It's got that really grimy indie pixel art, and all the puzzles are practical and fun. They're not exactly brain-breaking, but they're definitely gonna feel like something the character would actually do. Think of a game like Disco Elysium meets Kentucky Route Zero, with a side of paranoia.
I jumped the car back in Breaker's cut. Told myself I'd never come back. Oh well. Here I am.
Next is another weird game called Wheel World, which drops on July 23rd. This isn't just your regular biking game. Here you get to play as a character named Cat, a rider on a mission to save a collapsing universe by teaming up with ancient cycling spirits who've somehow taken over her bike. Yeah, it's that kind of weird game. Your goal is to just compete in races, cycling challenges across a big open world, and collect legendary bike parts. You're doing all of this to prep for the cosmic ritual known as the Great Shift. Meet eccentric little characters, explore hidden areas in the open world, and fully customize your ride to match your playstyle. And if you're interested and curious, there's a free Steam demo out right now. Hotel Galactic launches July 24th, and this is just a basically cozy management simulator, but it looks exactly like a Studio Ghibli dream. You're in charge of running this hotel in space, full of wonderfully weird guests, and it's up to you to make them all feel at home. You get full reign to build and design the hotel however you want. You get to use different pieces to create charming little rooms, stack on quirky decor everywhere, or even add on little handy amenities. Eventually, you can even make your own workforce that helps you make tools, research all the new tech around, and just keep things running a bit more smoothly. Remember though, each new alien race brings different needs and changes to how the hotel needs to evolve, so keep that hospitality game sharp. Killing Floor 3 drops July 24th, bringing its classic wave-based zombie chaos into the future in the year 2091. The devs have done their best to completely modernize it with a fresh hub system for missions, new slick UI, and of course, a battle pass kind of like Fortnite with cool rewards you unlock tier by tier. But the real unique thing about this game is the new meat system built into their engine. This makes all the zombie headshots and gore just completely overdramatic and satisfying. So take on the horde by yourself or with friends on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X.
Let's start the party!
Next up on our list is Tales of the Shire, dropping on July 29th. This is your chance to live out the coziest Middle-earth fantasy you ever imagined. Being a hobbit, gardening, cooking, decorating, and just relaxing in the Shire. There's no orcs, no ring, just a chill life in Bywater. You get to customize your own little hobbit, forage around for ingredients, and throw meals together for your friends. And of course, you get to deck out your hobbit hole with a surprisingly robust decorating system. It's not just for hardcore fans though. If you liked anything like Animal Crossing or even Stardew Valley, this could be the perfect second breakfast for you.
Time for foraging, friendship, and of course, food. Lots and lots of food. Welcome home, hobbit. Tales of the Shire, a The Lord of the Rings game, coming July 29th.
The sequel to the hit game Grounded, Grounded 2, is finally dropping this summer on July 29th. But this time, we're not just stuck in some backyard, we're actually stuck in a massive public park. It's three times bigger than the last game, it's got all the survival and crafting chaos that you've come to love, but now there's just more to explore, more bugs to fight, and yeah, you can ride insects. Even though this sequel is set 2 years in the future from the first game, you're still getting all your base building, scavenging, and bug squashing, but now with different mounts that are gonna help you travel, build, and even fight. Overall, just a more streamlined experience. Basically, it's Grounded, but way bigger, weirder, and more fun. And those are some of the top games coming out in July. Whether you're drifting through pixel skies or battling Buick-sized bugs, there's something here for everybody. And sometimes game releases do change, so be sure to check out our release calendar to stay up to date with the latest releases. If you enjoyed this list, let us know in the comments down below. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you guys in the next Opera GX video. Bye, everybody.